Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
As much as I do love my home state and my home in Connecticut, I didn't want to come back from the paradise that was Puerto Rico. Oepa, as some might say. I really did enjoy my time in Puerto Rico, my very first visit there, and a number of people, too many to mention, honestly, made it possible. I went down with a group of 16 people, and that's about as unusual as it can be for me, Mr. Do everything all by himself all the time. But really, I have to say publicly thank you to Sean, Jeanette, Carmen, Michelle, Daisy, James, Kasha, Piotr, so many people who made the trip memorable and for different reasons and for different explorations that we went on. I really did enjoy it, and I can promise you that I will go back again one day. I don't know when. Maybe in the winter when I'm tired from everything all cold up here in New England. But I definitely did enjoy being in Puerto Rico. And we're going to devote much of this hour to talk about the connection between Connecticut and Puerto Rico. Also, some special things that I learned from my trip. So that if you decide to go to Puerto Rico for your first time, or if you've been to Puerto Rico but haven't explored some of the things that we're going to be talking about, take notes, jot it down, listen to the podcast on Odyssey, Audacy, find the show at WTIC.com, whatever it is that you do, and then you can take advantage of some of the things, the little Puerto Rico hacks that we're going to talk about this hour. Me and Lizette Colon of the Puerto Rican Parade of Fairfield County. Just so happened that she sent an email like a week before I went to Puerto Rico to the WTIC newsroom email, and she wanted to talk about something else. And I said, wait, Lizette, I have an idea for you. So that's how I found her, and I'm excited to talk with her a little later this hour. But of course, our Spotlight Connecticut headlines to get everything started in the show. Early voting. This is something really big. This is important. I know that this isn't necessarily one of the feature stories that we would do on this show, but I do want everybody to know about this. I want everybody to be clear that early voting in the 2024 August primary election is underway starting this Monday, and it will run until Sunday, August 11th. The actual primary date is going to be on Tuesday, August 13th. You can vote that day as you normally would on any other election. The times for early voting are as follows. It changes from day to day. Monday, August 5th, from 10 in the morning until 6 in the evening. Tuesday, August 6th, from 8 in the morning until 8 at night. Those are the extended hours. Wednesday, it's back to 10 to 6. Thursday is 8 to 8. Again, those extended hours from morning into night. And Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of next weekend, from 10 in the morning until 6 p.m. There are many other aspects of early voting that we don't have time to go into the details at this point in time, this moment. So you can find a comprehensive list and official answers if you go to the state's website and look at those FAQs. Just go to myvotect.gov, myvotect.gov, and you'll be able to learn a little bit more about early voting, polling locations near you. Again, lots of details that, frankly, would take up the rest of this hour, and we're not going to do that. So it would help if you just go to myvotect.gov. You heard it minutes ago in the news that Aerosmith lead singer Steven Tyler is not going to be able to recover from injuries to his voice, and that's a damn shame. Stellar singer and performer. I had the opportunity to meet him once, and it didn't happen for many, many reasons. It was supposed to happen in Hartford. There was a chance that he was going to show up for a charity event that was being held at the Infinity. But long story short, it did not come. It didn't happen. I was there in the green room waiting for Steven Tyler to make his big entrance, but it didn't happen. Oh, well. But what many people don't know about Steven Tyler and Aerosmith as a band is that they used to perform commonly in Connecticut, and that they performed in those earliest days of their band, that first year or two. They would perform at the Shabu, which used to be a music performance venue in the town of Mansfield, near the border of Windham and Willimantic. That, again, before they were really huge. The Eastbrook Mall is now in place of the Shabu. It's long gone. Over 40 years ago, that venue disappeared, was torn down, the mall went in its place. But we're still able to enjoy Aerosmith with the many recordings and videos that do exist of that band for many, many years to come. So the Shabu's gone, but we can still remember Aerosmith. It may just be another gas station to the naked eye, but in the town of Marlborough, Connecticut, this is a success story. Listen to this. The likes of which Marlborough hasn't seen, I don't think, since Middlesex Health expanded their emergency room, and that was nearly 20 years ago. Three Fellas was a pizza shop that opened in Marlborough when I was in middle school, back in my day. That was about 15 years ago, and it became quite the hangout for teens. Literally, all the teens, they would go and ask mom and dad if they didn't work, if they didn't have a job, if they weren't of that age. They would ask mom and dad, hey, could I have $5, $10? I want to go to Three Fellas. Mom and dad, they would grumble about having to fork over some cash, spend money, and then those kids, let's be honest, they would get their way, they would get their money, they would go get their pizza, their soda. It was remarkable at the time because I stressed and I remember that Hebron and Marlborough didn't have a ton of options, particularly Marlborough, the center of town. Again, it had the expanded ER, there was a Subway, there was a Chinese restaurant, there was no Big Y, Marlborough Tavern wasn't there. Places that you could go to didn't have sidewalk access, and here comes Three Fellas, and they had everything. They were in the center of town, sidewalk access, and if you fast forward all these years later, 15 years, Three Fellas, that pizza shop, has now been rebranded into a new large plaza that opened recently, earlier this summer. I was just there for the first time earlier today, pumping gas. Yes, there's a gas station there now. There are storefronts available for rent at either end of the plaza. Three Fellas. It literally went from just being this average pizza place that you would go to as a teenager to being now a mini mixed-use development. Something tells me that this will not be the end of their story in expansion, too. Speaking of pizza, last night I went to Rico's Pizza down in Stamford. I've been traveling all week. If I wasn't in Puerto Rico, I was in Manhattan. If I wasn't in Manhattan, I was in Greenwich, Stamford, New Canaan. And now I'm going back to reality, unfortunately. But I did meet a friend at Rico's Pizza in Stamford. It was delicious. And they do this thing with hot oil. It's basically like olive oil and it's spicy and they put it on top of the pizza. Really, really good. And it's very thin crust pie. and very cheesy. I mean, it's got everything going for it. And I posted two photos of the pizzas that we were sharing to my Instagram at MC News Talk, at MC News Talk. So if you go there now, you can still see them in my story. People said, oh, you're at Colony. I said, no, I'm at Rico's. They said, well, that's a Colony pizza if I've ever seen one. So I did some digging, and apparently the guy that runs Rico's, which has two locations in Stamford now, he used to work for Colony. At one point in time, he said, you know what? I'm going to do this better than Colony does. He started Rico's with one location. Now they've got two. So I think that that's a pizza joint that we're going to see grow in Connecticut, not just in Stamford, but the state as a whole. Maybe Manhattan. I don't know. But you're going to see more and more Rico's pop up. That would be my prediction on this 3rd of August, 2024, because it was really, really good. And they're on to something. And maybe Colony is going to be one that expands. I don't know. But that pizza, it does have some serious potential. Check it out if you're ever in Western Connecticut. Our single spotlight from Jill Dunn of her very own Jillinet Matchmaking Service. She's looking for an exceptional match. Of course, she's been on my show before. Every Valentine's Day, we come on and talk about how it's hard to be single in the 2020s. It's hard to meet other people. It's hard to make new friends. It's hard to find another partner. And so she has this matchmaking service that tries to help all of that. So she's seeking an exceptional match for H. H is a 24-year-old lady. That's her first initial. She's described as being articulate, confident. Get this, she's a foodie. She was once on Chopped, the TV show. She travels. She goes to concerts. She likes wine, beer, live music, plays guitar, piano, sings. She is highly intelligent, Jill says, and driven to be a medical professional, and she practices the Jewish faith. She's looking for a man between the ages of 25 and 30 who's also Jewish, driven, and ambitious. He would be confident, outgoing, affectionate, patient, kind, and open to a long-term commitment. So if that sounds like a match for somebody that you know or yourself, all you've got to do is drop Jill an email, hello@jillinet.com. Again, you've got to realize that in this parallel universe that we live in with all these phones and computers, it's hard to meet other people. It really is. So if you know somebody that might be looking for that kind of connection, email hello@jillinet, jillinet.com. As we continue with the rest of the hour, a look at my trip down to Puerto Rico. A memorable trip, no doubt. Can I get a huipa out there? Huipa! We'll be back in a moment.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Recognizing the best fans on Spotlight Connecticut.
Hi, it's Nadine in Clinton. I'm listening to Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
As I said as we went into the break, can I get a huipa out there? And I actually got a few messages on my phone looking just now quickly. I got a few from listeners. So excellent. We're ready to go. We're ready to talk about Puerto Rico. It was a trip that came to me, the opportunity to go down to Puerto Rico came to me in October of last year. That seems like a ways back, and it honestly feels like a lifetime ago, let's be honest, the way that time has been flying these days. But my friend Sean, he said, you know, my family's going down. His family's from Puerto Rico. His wife's family's from there. And why don't you come along? I said, well, why not, right? I'm kind of in the mood to try something new, go someplace new, try something different. And I don't know quite what I expected when I went down, when I started to plan this trip long, long ago. But I'm glad that I went. And I have so much to talk about concerning that trip. And joining me to do so, and to help put Puerto Rico maybe in a better perspective for listeners who haven't been there or for listeners who've been there before and they're looking to explore again, my guest is Lizette Colon of the Puerto Rican Parade of Fairfield County. They have a gala coming up. We're going to talk about that as well. Lizette, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Morgan. It's a pleasure, and I'm so grateful to you to give us the opportunity
absolutely.
To promote our upcoming gala and to have this discussion, this conversation about Puerto Rico.
Yes, I really did love going there. You know, I've heard so much about Puerto Rico living in Connecticut. There are a lot of people in Connecticut who are originally from there or they travel there on a regular basis. So if we were to go back in history, right, to understand that connection between that unique connection, it seems, between Connecticut and Puerto Rico, what would you tell us about that history, about that legacy Connecticut's had down with Puerto Rico?
So what I can tell you is that we go back 60 years when, thanks to Maria Sanchez, who started to promote the first Puerto Rican parade in Connecticut, and it took off, and here we are. Now we have 6 or 7 different festivals and parades in the state of Connecticut alone. That's not counting the National Puerto Rican Day Parade from New York City. And so... we're all, that goes to show that there's so many of us and that we're everywhere, to the point that we have now 6 or 7 parades and festivals in the state. It's amazing. And also not to mention that the island fits inside the state of Connecticut. So that's how small we are, but we're big with hearts, emotions. We're people of resilience, perseverance. We go through so much, but yet we're still here.
I love how you mentioned their heart, because mm-hmm. I noticed right away how friendly, how welcoming people were in Puerto Rico when I visited. And I'm talking about the first person I saw as I picked up my rental car, not to mention the locals in Luquillo where I visited and where I spent most of my time. Oh, very, God, very friendly, that. Very welcoming.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so you definitely have to go back, because there's, for being so small, there's so much to do.
Yes, every, it's overwhelming.
Yes, every municipality has something going on. We're surrounded by water, but they're beautiful beaches. Something magical about that island, that the moment you're on that island, it just undresses, it takes off your stress. And you don't think about anything but just breathing that fresh air, taking in that sun, and just enjoying everything that the island has to offer, from the people to the culture, tradition, the food, the arts, the music, festivals, you name it. We're happy people.
D, all of the above. You've got it all.
Yes.
Here's something that
The only thing we're missing in Connecticut are the palm trees and the heat all year round.
And the coconuts. There's coconuts everywhere down there.
That's right.
Everywhere, like literally every restaurant, you could get a drink and a coconut, which I took advantage of many times. And they were hydrating, very hydrating.
Yes, yes, they're very good for you. Mm-hmm.
I feel much healthier after spending a few days down there, I could tell you that. But what I was going to mention, when I learned, not only is Puerto Rico an island itself, but there are islands off Puerto Rico. Culebra is one of them.
Oh, yes. Culebra, Vieques. There's little keys like Palomino. It's just beautiful. And the water is so turquoise. Oh, my God, the color. Just
see-through.
Everything. Yes, everything.
That's one thing that really stood out to me, because I'm going to tell you a little story, Lizette. I have completely given up on beaches in Connecticut, Rhode Island, New England, wherever. First of all, the water's too cold. There's scary stuff that touches my feet, and I can't see it because the water's murky. So I've kind of promised myself that I wouldn't bother going in water again, even pools, because they're too cold.
Right.
And so a lot of people who know me well, and I've talked about this on the radio before, they just assume that I'm not going to go in water. But if you go on my social media at MC News Talk, you'll see a photo of me happily in the water in Puerto Rico. I just walked right in.
Mm-hmm.
Changed my perspective.
And it's like bath water. There are some areas that you have to really pay attention.
Yes.
Because it can be very dangerous because of the currents. And there's plenty of warnings, but people get so excited with the color and they just kind of... And we've had some unfortunate situations and people who go on vacation or as tourists and they just... Either they miss it or forget, and next thing you know, things happen.
Right.
So it's very important for people to... understand that there are currents, there are rivers that connect with the ocean, and, you know, the way that the island sits, all of a sudden you're flat, and next thing you know, it's like really deep. And the waves, especially on the North Atlantic, they're strong, very strong. For me, the best beaches are on the West Coast. So next time you go, make sure that you visit the whole entire West Coast is just amazing, from Rincón all the way to Cabo Rojo.
Because I was on the East Coast, for listeners that aren't familiar with some of the places that we're mentioning, I was on the East Coast, and I'm hearing from a lot of people to check out the West Coast. You know what the West Coast has? There's a bioluminescent beach.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Have you ever been there?
Yes. So Vieques, which is an island off of the mainland, they call it Puerto Rico the mainland. Vieques has that bioluminescent waters, right? And so does, if you go to the south of Puerto Rico, there's a place called Lajas, which is, you know, the Parguera. So you go out at night. They have these little boats, and it's almost like watching the movie where Brooke Shields, Blue Lagoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing. It's spectacular. Spectacular. I mean, it's amazing that a small island such as that one has so much to offer. No one could ever get bored.
I didn't get bored, and I went down to do nothing just because I was on vacation, and I found plenty to do. I wanted a break from my usual life, which is just hustle and bustle and rushing everywhere and trying to cram as much as I can into a day. And I went down to Puerto Rico just thinking that I would be relaxing on the beach, and I did that. But I still had plenty to do even when I was doing just some simple relaxing. So, Lizette, I need you to hang on because we're going to go to a break on Spotlight Connecticut.
Okay.
And we will continue to talk about Puerto Rico, some specifics. I want to talk about the food because there's some excellent food. Let me tell you about canepas when we get back from the break, little Spanish limes. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080 at MC News Talk on socials. Jose Feliciano, who a little birdie tells me calls Connecticut home. Learned that recently. You'd remember him best for Feliz Navidad and a version of Light My Fire. And while it's not Christmas time, I said to myself, everybody always plays Light My Fire, so how about something different? His interpretation of the Beatles' In My Life. I'm Morgan Cunningham. It's Spotlight Connecticut. You can find me on social media at MC News Talk, at MC News Talk. We're talking about my trip to Puerto Rico. Jose Feliciano, a huge name in music down there. My guest, Lizette Colon. She's part of the team that organizes the Puerto Rican Parade of Fairfield County. She's my guest. Talk about the trip that I just took there, my very first trip. And I assure everybody, not my last. Yes, I even went into the water. It takes everybody by surprise. Some people saw that picture I posted on my social media and they said, you, Morgan, you? Yeah, it was that nice. Now, Lizette, before we went into the break, I teased how I wanted to talk a little bit about food with you. One of the things that I tried down there, of the many things that I tried, I should also mention that when you get food down there, try to find a vendor, just a street side vendor or a vendor that shows up at the beach, because I found that their food is better than what the restaurants have. That aside, at the beach, I tried crepas from a vendor, which is basically little Spanish limes, and you bite the skin with your teeth, you open it up, they're kind of slimy, you suck on them, there's a seed. They're so refreshing, Lizette.
Yes, so good. So good.
I love those.
You find them on the island. I mean, they do bring them here, but something about just having all these fruits and all these great things while you're there, it's just, it's different.
I imagine that we're getting the runts up here in Connecticut.
Island, yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What other foods should people try if they're interested in trying things that are native to Puerto Rico or maybe grow really well in Puerto Rico? Avocados grow exceptionally well there. I had a delicious avocado there.
Yes, and there's the breadfruit. Here, it's called breadfruit, but in Puerto Rico, it's called panapén. And you can make all sorts of things. Like tostones, you can fry the breadfruit, or you can bake it, or you can make mash, like mashed potato, just like you mash the cauliflower. But there's so many herbs, natural herbs and spices that you can grow in your own backyard. A lot of the fruits and vegetables that you can grow in your own backyard. So there's a lot of savings there. And the food is always fresh and just delicious, no matter where you go. But back to your point about getting a vendor on the side of the street or on the beach, is you cut the price in half as opposed to going to a tourist area.
Yes.
To eat. I mean, it's just phenomenal. You'll never go wrong. You'll never go wrong. The piña coladas. That's the home of the piña coladas.
And they're really, really good down there. With or without alcohol. They don't even need the booze.
No, you don't. And I never do booze, so to me, it's like, keep them coming, virgin.
Yeah, the virgin pina colada. I heard that mentioned down there a lot.
Yes.
Talking about the price, okay, I want to tell you, I went down to one of the little street-side vendors in Luquillo, Puerto Rico, and I got an empanada and a potato ball, which was basically meat, and there's potato around it, and it's fried. It's very, very good. And they looked big. And I had a $20 bill ready to go because I figured that this is probably anywhere from $15 to $20. Lizette, I paid $5.
That's right.
And it wasn't there. This was all of those non-touristy spots?
Correct.
Dirt cheap.
That is correct. Yes. And here, you pay more than that. You can pay up to $4 each.
Wow.
You're lucky if you find them for maybe $3 or $3.50, but pretty much $4 each, which is, I remember when they used to be a dollar.
I will tell you that these were much larger, too, than the ones that I've seen up in Connecticut.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? You're right. Depending on where you go, some places are known for the biggest potato ball or the biggest alcapurria. Did you try an alcapurria?
I did. Very good.
Yes. So they have competitions, like who can make the big, the biggest one or the largest one. And it's really fun. It's really fun. I mean, what is there not to do? You could go zip lining. You could do so much. You could walk the beaches, hiking, hunting, fishing, boating, you name it.
Just to put it in a perspective for our listeners, because San Juan, you know, kind of has the identity as being the tourist capital, if you will, of Puerto Rico. And it's very beautiful. I spent some time there. But just to give people an idea, me and my group, we went over to Distrito T-Mobile in the heart of downtown San Juan.
Oh, my God. That's a ball there.
Yeah, it is a ball. But boy, is it expensive.
Totally. It's like being here. Uh-huh.
Yeah, pretty much. I really did feel like I was kind of in like some Shadow of Manhattan type vibe.
Yes,
right.
Yes,
huge screens.
Oh my God, yes.
Those big screens, big speakers,
yes,
blasting music. There were arcades. There were restaurants galore. And those restaurants, if you're going to think that you're going to be paying less than $30 per person, you're wrong.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a place to just go see, and if there's something going on, whether it's music or some kind of show, it's sort of outdoorsy, so you could just stand there and whatever, you know, eat before you go, or, you know, if you want to have a drink there, that's fine, but I would not recommend spending your money there.
Yeah, no.
So much more elsewhere, yeah.
There's more to do. And the weird thing about parking there, I don't know if you recall this, when you get your ticket to park in that big lot that they have, you actually have to take your ticket inside and pay it inside before you leave. I thought that was weird.
Yeah.
I figured you'd just pay that at the gate. That's the only place I've ever seen like that.
Yeah, very interesting. I know. Everything is different. And then the convention center is across the street. And the funny thing is, nobody can say they can get lost. You know, it's hard to. Last couple of times I've gone, I'm so grateful that GPS works there, because before you used to have to ask for directions, and they would say, "Oh, you know, keep going for about a mile, and then when you see a cow, you make a left," and you know that's how you got around. Seriously,
lots of cows and horses.
Yes, lots of animals. I love them.
I do too. And what I wanted to tell people, I saw a lot of people riding horses on local roads, and even leaving San Juan one night, there was a horse galloping on the side of the highway with nobody around it. And so I don't know where that horse came from or if that's a common experience to have, but there are a lot more horses than I expected in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, they either escape or, you know, sometimes, you know, the gate stays open and they run for, let me experience, let me see what's out there. And you'll be surprised at things you see out there.
Talking about
San Juan. On the loose.
Oh, yeah, right, seriously. Talking about San Juan, in old San Juan, there are some beautiful buildings, very classic looking, very stately.
Yeah.
Very narrow streets, too. That's an area where you ought to try to find parking if you can. That can be tough.
Mm-hmm.
And walk it. That would be my recommendation, to walk that area.
They also have garages where you could pay for the all-day parking.
True.
But the other trick, and for when you go the next time, you could go to Cataño, which is across the bay. Go there and take the ferry for 50 cents. And there's plenty of parking in Cataño. You take the ferry for 50 cents, and it brings you right to Old San Juan.
No kidding.
You have to try that. It is amazing. It is an amazing experience.
That honestly sounds easier than what I was doing.
It's a lot easier. You don't have to stress about the narrow streets or finding parking. None of that. Just take that ferry. It's only 50 cents. It's been 50 cents for as long as I've been breathing. But it's amazing, and the town of Cataño is rising, is on the rise of it, with improvements, restaurants, nightlife. Cataño is actually where the Bacardi company is.
Oh,
the distillery. Yes, Bacardi's there. So they really are
growing. That area is big.
Oh, that area, Levittown. That's all. Levittown, Cataño, those two right there. So next time you go, you have to do that, because Bacardi's there. You take the ferry. There's restaurants. There's nightlife. It's all in front of the water, the bay. They have all kinds of water sports going on. Very nice.
Very, very nice.
Lizette Colon of the Puerto Rican Parade of Fairfield County, my guest for the rest of this hour, talking about my first ever trip to Puerto Rico, which will not be my last, that I can promise you all. And I will go back in that water. I won't go in the water in Long Island Sound. I won't do it in Rhode Island. No.
Me neither.
Me, no, not at all. Never again. No. Just Puerto Rico. Just Puerto Rico. That goes for the pools, too. No more pools in Connecticut.
No.
80 degrees, forget it. No. So, Lizette, tell everybody about the gala that you have coming up before we take a quick break.
Oh, my God, yes, thank you. So the gala, we have the Puerto Rican Parade of Fairfield County, Inc. does a gala every year. It's how we close the year. And this year is going to be held at the Trumbull Marriott on August 31st. Doors open at 6 p.m. We're going to have our guest of honor is coming from Villalba, Puerto Rico. He's an artist that has gone through all 78 municipalities on the island and has painted the Puerto Rican flag. And he was just here a week ago. We were in New Britain at a Puerto Rican restaurant where he painted the flag. And his first flag in the United States was in Miami, and it was in a historic area. So unfortunately, you know, there was a rise where people were opposed to having that huge restaurant on the corner in a historic district painted. So it did hit the court. After a little bit over a year of battling, unfortunately they lost and the owner had to take the flag, you know, paint over the flag. But the point is that this artist came and that was his first flag. It was in Miami in the historic district, and now he's come to Connecticut, second flag, and he's going to be our guest of honor at the gala. So if anyone is interested in meeting him, doing a meet and greet, there's going to be live music, DJ, food, a little bit of everything, which there will be some great surprises. And you get to network and meet a lot of people. Is a great way of figuring out and seeing how we party. And you'll love it. Everybody will love it. So that's going to be August 31st at the Trumbull Marriott, where doors will open at 6 p.m. We have a live band from New York, by the way. And his name is Hector Collazo Hernandez, better known, his artist name, Hector PR. He will be our guest of honor. So the more the merrier. Tickets are now on sale. You can go on the Facebook page, or people can email me for more information at lcolonprpfc2023@gmail.com. And everybody's welcome to attend. It's going to be lots of fun. We end up with a blast.
Lizette, can I say huepa? That sounds like a good time.
Huepa!
Huepa!
Thank you.
I rehearsed that plenty of time down in Puerto Rico. People were teaching me, oh, this is how you do it. So exactly. I've learned. All right, I'm Morgan Cunningham at Spotlight Connecticut. We're going to wrap things up with Lizette in a moment. One more time. Huepa!
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Recognizing the best fans on Spotlight Connecticut.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 1, 2. Hi, I'm Kevin Seymour, and I'm listening to Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
I'm Morgan Cunningham, and it's Spotlight Connecticut. I am back from my wonderful trip down to Puerto Rico. It was wonderful except for one thing. Lizette, that was sunburn. Ouch. yeah, I missed a little patch when I was putting on my sunscreen. I thought that I got every bit of my body, and, well, I didn't. I missed a spot on my leg, and it stung for days.
Oh, my God. Well, aloe vera, what else? Aloe vera and coconut.
Yes, that can help for sure. I mean, the sun definitely is more intense. I didn't necessarily feel too much of a difference temperature-wise between what we've been getting in Connecticut recently and the temperature down there. But I will say I felt the sun differently there than I do here by far.
Well, and again, I go back to we're surrounded by water, right? It's tropical. It's an island. We're not on swampland. You're surrounded by mountains and beautiful beaches and everything. So you get air and winds from all over.
Right.
And so that helps a lot to kind of reduce where the temperature's all the way up to 114, which is crazy. People will say, oh, my God, has anybody survived that? But you do because it's tropical. There's a difference between that air, that kind of oxygen, versus if you're down in the Keys or in Florida. Well, I shouldn't say the Keys. The Keys is different.
Right. A bit different, but I know what you're saying, right.
Yeah. So, it's just, global warming, right? It's not going to get easier or better. And, I mean, look at Connecticut. We would have never imagined this.
No. Like I said, I didn't even feel much of a difference between the temperature here and down there. Just the sun intensity.
Exactly.
That was it. Well, Lizette, tell you what, we're pretty much out of time for the most part. And we've talked about everything from Little Canepas to the beaches to, everything else. Distrito,
yeah,
T-Mobile,
mangoes,
the basic.
The mangoes, the bananas, all of that.
Yes.
You can pick them off the street or while you're visiting someone. It's just amazing. And here you pay for an avocado. You can pay anywhere from $3 to $5 for just one.
And it's garbage.
I know.
There, I said it. But, really, I've appreciated your time and giving people a basic introduction into what Puerto Rico is all about and what it's like. And, again, remind folks of that gala that you have coming up.
Yes, so our gala for the Puerto Rican Parade of Fairfield County, we close the year out with an incredible gala. This year will be at the Trumbull Marriott on Saturday, August 31st. Doors open at 6. We will have a live band from New York. We have a DJ, and our guest of honor, Hector PR, who is an artist from Puerto Rico, will also be there. You'll get a chance to take a photo, meet and greet, network with people, make connections, which is awesome, and get dressed like you're going to party out of style and have an amazing time. There'll be food and lots of great surprises, so please join us. For more information, L Colon, LCOLON, PRPFC 2023 at gmail.com.
And you're accessible. It is so easy to get a hold of you, and I encourage people to check it out. Lizette, thanks for coming on. And hey, tell you what, when I go back to Puerto Rico, not if, but when I go back, I'll let you know. I'll tell you where I'm hitting it up, and maybe we'll do another one of these.
Oh, my God. And I'll connect you with some people over there that you'll have to meet, and it'll be great.
Yes, please. Let's do that. Yeah. All right. Lizette.
Let's do that.
Thank you. And one last time. One last time, okay?
Whippa!
Had to do that. Had to do that for sure. We'll be back next week with another edition of Spotlight Connecticut. Unfortunately, it won't be a tropical one, but it will be interesting. I think it's going to be about an undercover cop and how he's telling some stories about his experiences as one in a book that he's written. Two, actually. Bye-bye, everybody.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.